Later on in this same sutta, the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, we meet the Buddha. He's just spent the rainy season together with Ananda, just the two of them together. And he's been very sick. He's come very, very close to death. But he's suppressed the illness. Very frail, he comes out and embarks on a last tour, a last journey to see his disciples. He describes his body now as being like an old farm cart held together by bits of wire and string. You just can't repair an old farm cart like that. All you can do is sort of patch up another bit of wire, another bit of string. So he really feels his body, it can't be mended any longer. He can just sort of patch it up, keep it going a bit longer. But yeah, he doesn't look for a comfortable last few months. But together with Ananda, he sets off again, walking from place to place to one last time rouse, inspire, encourage and teach his disciples. This very beautiful moving picture of this old man, sick, knowing that death is not far away, but just bound by this great compassion that flows through him to give of himself again and again to the end. And right till the very end, we find the Buddha giving unstintingly of himself. On his deathbed, he had the people from the town summoned so that he could teach them, or so that they could at least take his darshan, at least be in his presence. He rejoiced in Ananda's merits for all he had given him. The wanderer Subhadra came along, wanting teachings. Ananda was shooing him away. "You've come too late, it's too late." The Buddha heard it, had Subhadra brought to his presence and taught him. He asked a last question of his followers. Is there anybody who has a last question that they need to ask me? He didn't want anybody to be left feeling, any one of his disciples be left feeling, you know, if only I'd asked this question, this crucial question for my spiritual life while the Buddha was still alive. And only when it was clear there was sort of nothing else to do, he'd done everything that he could, did he finally sort of relinquish this life. So, yeah, this story of his unbounding, unfailing compassion, kindness and generosity to the very last, coming through again and again and again in this story of the last year of the Buddha's life.